And actually, this room, which we refer to as the morning room, was where Theodore Roosevelt wrote his first proclamation to the nation.
Stanton Hudson is executive director of the Theodore Roosevelt inaugural site on Delaware Avenue. He sat on a velvet Victorian couch in the morning room to remind us of the time Roosevelt spent inside the Wilcox Mansion, where he took his oath of office after the assassination of President William McKinley while attending the Pan American Exposition here in Buffalo.
Like George H.W. Bush, Roosevelt was well prepared. He was a former commissioner of the city of New York, the police commissioner. He was the former assistant secretary of the Navy. He fought in the Spanish-American War. He served as an assemblyman in the New York State Assembly and as our governor here in New York State.
And at a time when our nation is clearly divided by political controversy and hatred, Hudson tells WBFO News, this day of mourning is a perfect time for everyone to take a bipartisan lesson of President Bush's past leadership.
In his inaugural address in 89, he stated that deep successes are made not of gold and silk, but of better hearts and finer souls. And then he added, America is never wholly herself unless she is engaged in high moral principle. We as a people have such a purpose today. It is to make kinder the face of the nation and gentler the face of the world.
Hudson says he hopes the day of mourning will provide a historical lesson to the youth of our nation.
And for our young people in particular, lead by example. Public service was the norm for Bush. He held diplomatic posts at the United Nations and in China, along with leading the Republican National Committee and the CIA before he actually took office as vice president and two terms as VP.
Hudson tells us he's hopeful President Trump will pay attention to the legacy of former President Bush. Hudson also noted that no sitting president has ever visited Buffalo's TR site.
We keep trying to.
I was going to say, is that a goal?
It certainly would be for us to have a sitting president, vice president, a cabinet member to visit here.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.